it would physically be destroyed. And now that it's been destroyed, something's been revealed. You know what's been revealed to us now? You, Jackie, are the temple of the living God. You, Bernie, are now the temple of the living God. When that veil was torn in half, that had those two cherubim on that veil, on that curtain in the Holy of Holies of that temple, when Jesus said, "It is finished," and that veil was rent in half, that was very symbolic that no longer would access to the Father be denied to anyone. Remember in the garden, when Adam and Eve sinned and were placed out of that garden, what guarded that garden? Two cherubim, two angels. And they put the image of those angels on that curtain between the Holy of Holies and the holy place. There, inside the tabernacle in the temple, there was the holy place. They had the table of showbread, the altar of incense, and the menorah. But then there was that veil, that curtain, and behind that curtain was the Ark of the Covenant, and the presence of God dwelled there. And only the high priest went in there one day a year on Yom Kippur, and he spread the blood of bulls and goats on the mercy seat to atone for the children of Israel's sin for 1 year. Amen. But now we don't need to rebuild a temple, put an ark in there, and start offering up animal sacrifices. Because Jesus has already ascended into the heavenly Holy of Holies and sprinkled his blood on the mercy seat. And now every time God looks at you, he looks at you through that mercy seat. Amen. He sees you being in Christ Jesus, who was what? Without sin. Amen. So when God looks at Carolyn, he doesn't see her past sins. He sees her in Messiah Jesus without sin. And because of what Jesus did, and because she is in Messiah Jesus, my Bible says that she has access to the Father. The writer of Hebrews says, "Come boldly to the throne of grace where you might obtain mercy." Glory to God. And not only mercy for you, but mercy for those that we love that are in need, that are hurting, amen, that need healing in their bodies, that might need a financial breakthrough or an emotional breakthrough. You know, as Bernie was teaching this morning on the Hebrew, the compound name of God, Yahweh Yireh, or some people say Jehovah Jireh. The problem with Jehovah Jireh, if you want to call God Jehovah Jireh, that's fine. He knows who he is. But in Hebrew, there's no J. It's pronounced like a yo. So it wouldn't be Jehovah, it'd be Yehovah. Okay? Yahweh is probably the closest. I believe that's the right word, the right name. All right? But in the little note, footnotes in the bottom of my Bible, it said, Yahweh Yireh provides and sees the need. Ooh. God sees the need. Amen. But you know what? My Bible also says we have not because we ask not. See, you were, the house was destroyed. And it's been revealed to us now that we can all approach God, all who are born again. God sees the need, but my Bible says you have not because you ask not. We need to practice that boldness to enter the presence of God. Amen? Amen? We need to take time every day to enter the presence of the living God. Because Jesus has made a way for you to get there. Now, let's look real quick at something. There is a book where The number seven is spoken over and over and over. Anybody know what that book is? No? That's a good. Huh? No? Well, it's all. Listen, seven, I can't explain it. You just look up seven, you know, Google it. Seven is everywhere in Scripture. Seven is, if it's not seven, it's a what do you call that? Two times seven might be 14 or 21. It can be multiplied by seven. So seven is in there. Revelations. Revelations is the word. We're going to look there for a minute. Let's go over there. Let's look at all the sevens in Revelation. Let's start in chapter 1. Chapter 1. Hallelujah. Chapter 1, verse 4 says, page 1816, if you got a Bible like mine. It says, John to the seven churches, which are in Asia. So there are seven churches. Grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits.